La novia.
Okay, we're going.
I'm trying to catch an algae.
Okay, update.
What algae. Are we up to?
We're sitting on our dock. What's the heat index? Don't put it. Okay, hey. What's the heat index right now?
What does that mean again?
Like,
how the temperature?
It's like the wind chill, but when it's hot.
What? So it's hotter than you think, or it's what you feel?
Yeah, hotter. I don't know. I think it's what you feel.
Oh, I got green stuff on me.
You picked it up.
I know the UV is at like 6. Maybe.
And it's really hot. It's like 100 degrees.
It's actually 95.
Yeah, but the index or whatever is like
110.
Thank you.
Mucha novia.
Okay.
ASMR for you guys.
You're getting my phone. I should move this away.
That's not wet. Where did it get wet?
No, I said you're going to, and it's also going to fall in the water.
Well, I didn't.
Life to update, Ash.
2 weeks until school.
2 weeks until Ireland. How was tennis this morning? Who was fishing?
Where?
See, they have a fishing polo.
Sometimes they do that. What was I gonna say? Oh, so basically it's too hot, I guess, so we had to practice in the morning at 6 o'clock, and none of the JV kids came, and then we also had to run to the tunnel because there was garbage left on the bus. It was not me, by the way, because I was sitting in the front and it was found in the back. But anyways,
it was always, it's the freshman.
Or the no, kids. Literally, it wasn't.
Freshman.
But anyways, so anyways, it's a run, and these little snot sacks from JV, you have, like, you know, you start at, like, the door, and then you go around to the tunnel and run back, and you, like, finish at the door, like, you don't stop. So I was,
keep going. The door of the courts?
Courts, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was, like, keep going, like, finish, and they're, like, walking, and I'm, like, no, we're not doing that, like, you're a child, like, you're not walking.
Like, you're a child.
No, literally, and they're, like, ugh, I can't believe they make us do this, and I'm, like, number one.
We suck.
I was, like, number one, suck it up, because it's literally less than, like, a fourth of a mile, so let's chill. Like, it's not even bad. And number one, you were walking, so how are you tired? Like, I was like, And some kid was like, Ashley, I hate this. And I'm like, you think I want to be here at 6 in the morning? No, but guess
wasn't
what?
Wasn't cross country there at 5?
No.
Oh.
Cross country is there. No, they're like 5, like, right now.
Oh, I thought you meant 5 a.m.
No. They're here. They were there, like, in the prime heat.
That's awful.
Because Mr. Trenich was like, name dropping. But he was like, you need to be ready for
heat stroke time.
Yeah, you need to be ready. What if it happens during a, what is it called, meet?
Well, okay, I don't get how one day is gonna train them, but
hey,
we moved back into Westmar today.
Did you actually?
Mm-hmm.
Thought they were redoing it.
No, they just made it, like, livable until they build a new building. Oh, by the way, our work building got destroyed in a storm, so we had to move to a different building, but we just moved back. And sadly, someone ate all the donuts, so we didn't get donuts. And look who's doing their watch like that now. Flipping their watch around. Interesting.
Why? It's not like you did it. It was Mason.
No, I was the one who told Mason to do that, though.
I only copied him because I thought it was funny because I was getting bullied. I only did it because I was getting bullied. If people thought it was cool, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Hey.
Welcome to my
Your
mind.
Your timelines are so bad.
I know, right?
You just have, like, 6 of them, though.
Where?
There's, like, one here, and then, like, 2 more on the other side.
Yeah, it's for my bra because I don't have a perfect bra that fits our jersey.
Okay.
I did wear sunscreen last time, but not on Saturday.
I want to jump in the lake, but it's filled with algae. It's disgusting.
Yummy,
it's clumpy.
Yummy, yummy. I think it's like this a whole lake.
It's probably just our site, TBH.
Yeah.
Has it ever been this bad? Oh. I just mean, like, for this long of a time. I know it gets bad, but...
Well, it's just because... One sec, I'm gonna sneeze. It's just because nobody goes to our lake, so, like, nobody stirs up the water with their boats.
Good one.
Because, like, this stuff, like, dissolves or whatever.
Yeah.
I did an experiment on my skin.
It's so hot. Do you want to spray each other with a hose later?
Sure.
Let's go.
It was actually so humid during practice. Miss House gave us a history lesson about how when it's humid, you can't, or, like, the sweat doesn't evaporate off you. That's why you feel hot.
Oh.
And I was like, what? I was like,
that's not a history lesson, but that's actually really smart.
Whatever. And then I said, STEM girly. She's like, what?
Okay, Miss STEM. STEM boss.
No, so they're like, okay, STEM girly. And she's like, what? I'm like,
You know what I realized today?
STEM girl.
So I've always wanted to, like, code or do data science stuff, like, from home, right? That's the dream job. But then I realized I could just, like, travel the world and do that.
Duh.
I never, like, put two and two together. So now, new dream job is to code or do data science stuff while traveling the world. I'm so hot.
Okay, punto. Mia novia. This is why we need to have a friend that has a pool. Lily got rid of...
Wait, what'd they do with their pool?
Who?
Lily.
Concrete.
They just filled it in? They didn't even take it out?
It's just concrete. Well, they probably did something, but all I know is that it's a concrete slab.
I just imagine they backed up a truck and just filled it with concrete.
Their pool.
Didn't just... even smooth it over, just kind of called it
good. It's just like the ladders sticking out on the electric.
That'd be actually hilarious.
No, and then they got, like, a hot tub. Like, a big one.
A pool-sized hot tub. So, that's what I'm imagining. They filled it in and then just put a hot tub, a pool-sized hot tub on top.
Pretty much.
Oh, this hat is too much. I can't.
Oh, what's that, Novia?
I don't know.
I'm watching Suits right now. It's Robert. I'm watching Suits right now, and it's, like, so, like, inspiring, because, like, I would never want to be a lawyer, but, like, their lifestyle, I'm so jealous. Like, they're always prepped up all the time, and they're always just, like, smarties. Like,
you could never.
I know. I'm saying I could never do it, but I'm just saying, like, they're just, like, the lifestyle, like, they know what's up. They're, like, gambling for their company, and they're like, hey, yeah.
Good one.
And then they're like, oh, we just lost 30K or like 30 million. They're like, oh, it's fine. The whatever will pay for it. And it's like, what?
Our other gambling scheme will pay for it.
No, they're like, oh, the firm will pay for it. And it's like, what? No. And then it's like, oh, he pretended to go to Harvard and then he actually didn't. And then they're like, sir, you didn't go to Harvard. And he's like, well, I got away with it for 5 years.
No, I'm watching Community and BoJack Horseman right now, and that's the premise to Community. A lawyer lied about getting his, like, lawyer's degree or whatever, and all his license, so he has to go to Community College to get his degree.
No, literally. But, like, this guy is, like, a genius. So he, like, memorizes everything, you know? So then he doesn't need, like, once he reads something, he, like, has it memorized. So he doesn't need to, you know? Oh, and then he also took people's, like, LSATs. For them.
Oh.
And he got away with it.
That's insane.
Good for him. He knows what's up.
How do people even do that? Don't you need like an ID to get in? I guess you could get a fake ID.
I don't know
how that all works.
IDK, because I'm not that smart.
Not a lawyer.
Nobody would ask me to take that for them unless they wanted to fail.
This algae is so chunked up.
What is?
The algae.
I know, it's algae girls. My feet had to take a break from the spa day.
From the spa day.
If only you had TikTok, Tasha. There's so many good Preminger TikTok videos I'll send you. Oh, they're so funny.
Okay.
It's all about Preminger. Like, there's this girl that dressed up.
Oh, sorry. As Preminger.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I uploaded the Preminger, like, villain song to Spotify. So I can listen to it whenever I want.
Okay.
So, actually, thank you.
It's a temporary song.
It's a momentary loss.
What account was it on? I have too many accounts.
Oh goodness. Are those the thing we wore for Oz?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh. Kind of a paycheck though. I hate the velvet pants though. I hate velvet with a passion.
Where is... There's like funny... People like make memes. Everything alright,
Preminger?
Oh, okay.
It's just so funny.
What was that?
It's so funny. Where are the other ones I had? I made me chuckling for days.
Duolingo. Something smells stinky. It's you. Okay. Thanks for that. What the? Keep it away from me.
I scroll
did
on
they have
Duolingo
to custom to... make that?
Yeah, someone...
Like a custom order bikini for an owl costume?
I'm pretty sure, like, they had it... I don't know.
They just had it already?
They, like, redo
some
reuse.
They've had it in their... What's it called? Their drafts for a while.
Yeah, they were ready. Preminger.
I just at work, I've been Duolingoing it up because I just sit there and do nothing all day. I'm finishing, like, the final touches on my website, so now I just do Duolingo because there's nothing else to do. Okay. Kicks a cat? When I'm lying? I kick a cat.
Relate. Okay, there's this TikTok I sent. Okay, last one, I promise. I sent it to Tyson because it's so funny.
Are you okay? What is this from? Ashley Jane, please don't drop your phone in the lake. It's not that funny. Ashley, it's Kate, turn it off. Stop. Stop. It's not that funny.
Yes, it is, Tasha.
Okay.
That's funny. You did laugh.
Like a very delayed reaction because it wasn't actually funny.
Yes, it was. It's unhinged.
I thought your bracelet said our brother's name and I thought that was so funny.
It does say our brother's name. Good try.
Good try. Oh, she's tanning except she's orange already.
I'm not burnt. Tanning. My back hurts.
You just look like you're tanning and depressed.
And this, I like pulled something in my leg today. I was like, can I take a break? And Miss Tasha was like, no.
No, you need to be better.
Or Miss Tasha.
You lost all of your games on Saturday. Let's be better.
Girl. I actually gave up, so not my problem.
That's okay. You gotta play 4 games. Do you actually play 4 games? 3?
Yeah.
Still, that's awful.
Still suicide. We were actually close in the first one, and then it just kept going downhill. I was literally just like, just don't get bageled.
Did you play Osakis first?
No, last.
Oh.
So we just got destroyed.
Yeah, I just give up. It's goldfish time.
But anyways, oh, I'm gonna talk crap right now. I won't drop names, but maybe I will. So me and my partner are number one doubles. And the, like, skill level between, like, our first doubles on our team to our second doubles is actually, like, astronomical. Because when we play them, it's like, hey, what are you doing? Do you know how to play tennis?
Literally JV kids.
No, literally. And I'm like, what in the world's going on? And then we have to play third doubles, and I'm like, well, this isn't even fair anymore, because we're just killing them. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. But, whatever. And also, Chloe had, like, a blister right here, mm-hmm. and she, like, couldn't walk on it. Like, it was literally this big. I'm not kidding. Oh. It was, like, that. On, like, that part of her foot. And Miss House, she had, like, her shoe off, and she's like, can you, like, take this? And Miss House is like, put your shoe down. We don't have time. I'm like, wow.
She said, let me buy you guys some towels, but not jerseys.
We got those towels a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So those weren't the problem.
That's still hilarious to me.
We have jerseys, they just don't fit. Like, Molly Wayne just has the tires in a fat loop. Like, not my problem.
Don't be so skinny.
Yeah, exactly.
Fit your jersey.
Gain weight. Get buffs in the weight room so then we can...
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, go. We're not going to the weight room in the mornings because the football players have it, so.
Football boys are definitely your type. I can tell.
Nah.
Actually, I know. Golfers, it was a joke, hey.
Golfers are definitely my type. Especially our teacher.
Golf
especially
teachers.
Especially if they're a dad.
Okay, what about tennis boys, though?
Yeah, but good thing we don't have any tennis boys.
So true.
Except Chase Marty.
I don't know who that is.
Brianna Marty, you know who that is?
Yep.
Her brother actually grinds. I'm not gonna ask. I saw him at the courts, and his serves actually look good. I was like, get on the team. Even though we don't have one. Now.
I don't remember what I was gonna say.
We were playing charades, and it was a teacher, and someone went like this. Number one guess, Mr. Pope, got it right. Didn't have to do anything else. Didn't even... I knew it. I knew it.
A hot teacher. Isn't he leaving?
No, he just doesn't do science anymore. Mr. Ferrero does.
Oh, dear.
His room's actually cute, though.
Okay.
Yeah. What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh, my type is probably dads. Or, like, maybe just, like, guys in their 30s, probably. Or 40s.
Or maybe 60s.
Or maybe 70s. No, but, like, why are dads so hot, though? Like, not... Like, when people go dad mode, I'm, like, attracted, you know? Like, when somebody's building a fire, I'm, like...
So true. When a guy, like, can build something with wood, I'm, no. like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. It's, like, dad mode unlocked, like, you really ate there.
True. Dad mode does kind of...
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fruit. Wait, Freud?
What?
The Freud theory? I don't know.
Do you know what it is? Freud. Oh, it's, like, where you... Yeah.
Are attracted.
Ew. That's gross. I forgot about that.
You just got Freuded.
Shut up. But isn't it Freud or am I stupid?
I have no idea how to say
it. I said Freud in my
presentation. You just got Freuded?
I don't know. Anyways, why are dads so hot though? Like at church when I see somebody with a suit?
The suits.
Oh, like a navy suit, like brown shoes. Oh, man. They really get me.
Because he's different. He's not a black suit boy. He's a navy suit boy.
But, like, even if they're... Anybody who wears a suit is just instantly 10 times hotter. Like,
that kind of depends on the hair, too.
True. If you have a middle part...
Hair is a big thing with a suit.
If you have a middle part, instantly better.
Buzz cut? Depends if it's, like, a Y2K skater boy buzz cut.
It depends if it's, like, Drew Starkey or if it's, like, Army.
Yeah, if it's Hick.
Yeah.
Hickville Army.
Hick Army, yeah. No.
There's a difference. Because I love a good Y2K skater boy buzz cut.
Same. Like,
I'm into
it. You know Rafe from Outer Banks?
Sure.
He had got a buzz, and it looked so fire.
Okay. I've only seen the first season, so.
I'm showing you a picture.
How many seasons are there now? Like,
3?
Oh, that's
Please
not many.
Calm down.
I've heard they're interesting.
I already had it in my search.
Oh, it's already there.
Okay, well, this is not when he had his buzz cut. Closer.
Look up buzz cut then.
Closer.
Robert, calm down. Oh, I said that kind of loud.
Rob.
Actually, stop making noise.
Yeah.
No, his looks like an army buzz cut.
Tasha, what?
It does.
Tasha,
isn't he the guy from Greenhouse Academy?
No.
Yes, he is.
What
is
guy?
He not?
What guy?
I feel like he's in Greenhouse Academy.
Drew Starkey, Greenhouse Academy is not gonna show.
I feel like it was though. Hers was the one brother that went insane or something. Okay. Maybe not.
Why is Greenhouse Academy getting canceled?
It was
too
canceled.
Too expensive.
They ended on like the best cliffhanger in the world, and they switched that one girl.
No, it's an. Oh yeah, the blondie.
Yeah, who was in Stranger Things then?
Yeah, that girl. Okay, so he actually was not in Greenhouse Academy, so...
Where have I seen that kid before then?
You're actually tripping.
I've seen him before somewhere. Maybe it's literally just from Outer Banks.
Probably. I've seen him before, it's crazy. It was like...
It was like in a show where he was a villain, and...
He was like the villain, and he was older brother, and it was like boating or something, like, I don't know. There was like boats, and it was like on an island, like, I forget.
And they, I don't know, they had these motorbikes... And he was a druggie. I don't even know.
I forget. Yeah. I don't know.
Life's crazy, man.
Tennis supper.
Another one? Girl. Yeah. Why is she doing the most this year?
Dinner at the Ferris Cabin.
At the whose?
We're not invited.
Oh.
Ooh, Friday night? Oh, dumb. I have tennis, so I don't even have a free Friday night.
Flop.
Matt and Marty here. I'll kill you.
I'm going to be gone Saturday, unless you want to come with me. Or what do you have for Saturday?
What's Saturday? This Saturday?
Yeah.
Testimony.
Okay, do you have a meet?
Like I'm going. Nope.
Okay, I'm going to the state fair if you want to come. And it'll actually be fun because mom and dad aren't there.
Yeah, but mom and dad aren't there, but we don't have their credit card, so is it really
No,
fun?
I'm trying to get mom to give me a little bit of money. Not like a lot, but like 30 or 40 bucks.
What's your novia?
What does that mean? Girl.
I love saying catchphrases, like, that are actually catchphrases, like, Dios mío, that means, oh my god, or like, my god.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be like, surfboard or something. And then, just saying like random things in Spanish like that.
I say que asco, and I said it, I was like, que asco.
Isn't that how awful?
Yeah, okay. It's like, how gross.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Oh, what was I going to say? Did I tell you about my prank I did to Lilia?
You know, yes,
I brought it up again this morning, and she's still laughing about it. She's like, Ashley, that was so funny. I'm like, Lilia, what? And I was like,
have you never heard a joke before?
Yeah, I was like, Lilia, and she's like, I'm still laughing. And I'm like, what is going on?
Who are these children?
I know, but she's like my favorite. Like, she's so funny. I'm like, oh, she like fell over when we were stretching, and I was like, I relate because I did that like 2 days ago. Like, oh my. Oh, so funny. I forgot. Oh, it cracked me up.
Oh.
Or I love targeting. That was so funny.
Targeting children?
Yeah, like, you know, our neighbor, that short girl? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to drop names, but...
I know.
Yeah. She's literally so funny. She's, like, asking random questions, and she's, like, brutally honest. She's good. Like, they kind of smell. I'm like, oh. I was like, that was, like, the most horrible thing to say to someone, but I was like, not even mad.
You
like,
smell today.
I'm like, she said that, and I was like, oh. Oh shoot, I just dropped the name. Good thing we only have like 3 listeners, so it's not a problem.
Yeah. Not our problem. We name drop, not our problem.
You wanna find us? Do it in the comments below.
There's no comments below.
Exactly.
I guess I could do it in the reviews below.
That's a thing. Please give us a 1-star.
We want to be downvoted as much as possible.
Me pregunto.
Oh, you're pregnant?
Titi me pregunto.
I know pregunto means question, but...
Guys, everybody, listen to Bad Bunny.
Notice the silence.
His songs are so good. He was also dating Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
So I was going to say Caitlyn, but I was like, that's actually not correct, so...
It's actually not correct.
I need to get my Kardashians. I'm actually going to order a poster that has the, like... pedigree. What's it called? Is that a pedigree of like their family?
That's for animals. That is for pets. A pedigree.
What is a pedigree? What's the one? It's where for it's like
a dog pedigree.
What's the one where it's like this?
A family tree.
Oh yeah. I swear it has a special name for it.
Okay.
It has a special name. Putnam Square.
Putnam Square County Spelling Bee.
Putnam Square. What? It's not that.
No, it's not.
What's a pedigree?
It's for animals.
What does that mean? It's for animals. Like it's shows a graph?
Like, it shows like an animal bloodline. Not human bloodline.
Humans are animals. We got the dog in us.
Maybe your dogs. You're always biting me. Okay, stay away. Except that was a cat. No, what if you... What was that?
Why are those seals sitting on the water?
They're sitting...
How is that possible?
Why are they all so far apart?
Are they okay? Please, what are they floating on?
Flap twice for help. Oh, he's flapping.
Squeak twice for help.
Squeak or speak? Well, I asked Grammy if I could come to her house tonight.
And she said?
She never responded. Well, I asked if we could go tomorrow, but I was going to hang out with someone tomorrow.
Who?
Tyson. I didn't want to name drop, but I guess we're name dropping now.
Well, duh, nobody listens to it. So just, our only listener is the one and only, you know.
That's name drop.
No, don't name drop who it is, but you know who you are.
We need to get them on here.
You need to get on the podcast.
Hey, I've been speaking to, how do I say this without name dropping?
To Novia.
I've been speaking to...
the daughter of a really hot man.
There we go. And... I was like, hey, so when are we gonna get you on the pod? And she was like, great question. And she never responded.
And she said the other person is the problem, and you know who you are, so maybe
you're the problem. If you were really dedicated to this podcast, you would find time in your schedule for us. So maybe you're not our number one fan.
Okay.
What is Robert doing?
He's mowing the lawn. Maybe.
What?
It's
he
not
mows?
A Thursday.
Randy's lawn?
Why is he mowing?
We may have to move locations, because a man is about to mow the lawn.
What? No?
Oh, he's driving away.
What is he up to? He's mowing the gravel.
Who was he talking to someone? Or was he just parked there?
All of the above.
It's so true. I'm just actually so sweaty. I think I'm gonna go spray myself with a hose later.
I'll spray you some algae water right now.
No, I would rather a hose.
I got you, dog. Don't worry.
Do you want to do a photo shoot tonight? Or do you have to be up by 6:30 a.m.?
I have to be up by 5 o'clock a.m.
Why?
Good try. Because we have practice at 6, but I have to get there 20 minutes early because I have to put the balls on because we have lazy bumps. And then, everybody always gets there 10 minutes early, so we just start 10 minutes early anyways. then I have to wake myself up. So, yeah.
Fine then, I'll do a Tyson tomorrow. No, nobody wants to cut my hair. Nobody wants to have a photo shoot. Can you stop that?
I feel so good on my little tootsies.
On your fragile little dog feet.
My little tootsies.
On your biters.
Actually, my feet hurt so bad.
I'm so thankful I'm not in high school sports anymore. I need to clip my nails. I was supposed to do that today.
Me pregunto.
You're pregnant? We already did this. Okay.
I am pregnant. You're the father.
God. You're the problem. You're the grandma?
Bebe.
How are we going to record podcasts when I'm in Ireland? Do you want to?
That's an option?
I mean, yeah, we can just, like, do a Zoom and I can record it. Actually, I'm pretty sure in our library there's a podcast location.
You think I will be Zooming you?
Yeah, we can do a catch-up once a month.
Ooh, moody.
What?
Sorry, what? Catch-up once a month? Okay, fine.
Oh, that took a lot of convincing. except I'll be in an actual podcast recording studio and you will not.
I'll be in my room. Thank you.
With your awful audio? Wait, this could be kind of funny, actually. Me with an actual podcast studio and you over Zoom.
Yeah, true.
What was I going to say?
Stop.
I just don't want the algae. I'm scared to drive to the state fair by myself.
Why?
Because I have to park and then I have to walk in there by myself.
Wait, why are you by yourself? Who are you going with?
I'm just going to meet Anna and Emma there.
And just force them to walk to you.
What?
Just be like, come over here.
Good one, yeah.
Bro, is my hair blonde?
No, it's more ginger.
You're kidding. Because Maggie's like, you look like Mason, like your hair's turning blonde. And I was like, stop.
But then, are you in love with my brother?
Yeah, definitely.
Who could do that?
Nobody will ever do that.
Why do you have so many moles in just random weird spots?
Can you stop?
Sorry, I'm analyzing you right now. Analyzing the hair, the weird moles, the tan line. Yeah, you do.
I counted them on my arms and I had like 20 on each. See, because look at all those little.
We're moly little girls. What can we say?
I wish I had freckles though. Like,
yeah, moles, but no freckles? What is this?
Moles like, are basically
Mason,
freckles.
Aren't Mason they the same got thing? The good eyelashes and the freckles and the pretty nose.
He has freckles?
Yeah.
What? Let's like check out what Mason sent me today. He sends me updates.
Does he? Farming life update.
Told you.
Okay.
There is freckles.
Yeah, he's a little freckled boy. You don't even know what your own brother looks like?
Sends me.
Maybe because he's at the farm too much.
Sends me what he eats in a day.
He should vlog a day.
Day on the farm. He sends me pictures of what he eats.
No, but like a vlog.
I don't think
he
ever
does that. And post it on YouTube.
Like this.
Oh. That's such a sad life. He's always alone. Ooh. Alone once again.
15 miles an hour.
15 or 50?
15.
Okay. The low quality. That looks like a... Okay, hey.
I find joy.
Not the Model A.
This is what he sent me.
Post it on Instagram right now.
Bro. And then we played golf like one time and then we stopped. Like, you know, iMessage games.
Oh, okay.
He like played golf and then I played it and then he didn't play it back.
We should play iMessage games. I kind of forgot those exist.
I didn't.
I definitely did.
This ice cream isn't hitting well.
Girl, what? Why would you eat ice cream? You're gonna be dead tomorrow.
I already am.
Mentally, physically, emotionally.
I wish I was. Kidding. What was I gonna say?
I was watching this vlog of some of my favorite guys and they were like building something with wood. You know, I'm into guys who can build things with wood. And they were like using a nail gun. And the guy goes, shit's the next one in my head. And then it cuts to the end of the vlog. I was geeking. Hey.
I'm gonna be like building a shed on YouTube. I would assume we're like cardboard. Like thumbnail's gonna be like,
we're gonna bring
with,
that
like, a
cardboard.
Saw, but then I'm just gonna get like cardboard and it's gonna be like this big because I can't do it with hot glue. And I'm like, hey guys, now you're gonna want to drill it and in the side, and I'm just gonna have like hot glue and be like, yeah.
Guys, we made our first house. Let's go.
We made it for ourselves.
Drop a like and a sub.
I'd be like, we're done, I'm pregnant. For what? Spouse. I don't know.
Building my first home for my first child. That I can abandon them in.
Building my child a house.
It's like one of those fancy dog houses for a child. No. What was that Jesus joke you made earlier?
You were like, let's go sit on the water, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I asked Ashley I was like, hey, want to go sit on the water? And she's like, Jesus Christ.
Because it could be like, Jesus Christ. Or it could be like, Jesus Christ. Like, he sat on water, you know?
Yeah, I think he walked. I don't think he's ever sat on water. He scooted his butt.
He had like a motor on the back.
He scooted his little tush across the water.
I like imagine a toddler. It just like a motor, but like it's just his foot. Oh no, we're gonna get canceled.
Oh, like no. That? Oh, okay. Oh. New conspiracy. Jesus Christ had a motor.
He was ahead of his time.
That's actually one of my favorite bits in Arrested Development. The magician brother walks across the water, and then somebody else tries to do it behind him, but they fall in, and he actually walked across the water.
What?
Good yeah. I should show you that clip, because it's actually quite hilarious. What book are you reading right now, Ash? Give us an update.
I'm reading Hashtag Murder Trunny. It's so bad of a book.
Okay, we cannot hear you, but hey.
Okay, so actually, worst book ever, Hashtag Murder Trunny. If you guys actually try to...
I love it. It's one of my top series of all time.
It's like a millennial, and they're trying too hard. Like, shush, please. And I'm not even that far in. Like, literally, look.
Two pages in.
I'm like a third.
Not eight, like a fourth.
I'm like a fourth, and I already hate it. It's so stupid. Like, she thought she ate, and it's like, no.
She's like, I'm different.
And she's like, I didn't murder
them. I'm Cinderella.
And I'm like, what? And she's like, don't let them do what they want. Like, I'm gonna switch up the outfits.
I think that, like, you look but like the premise to me is hilarious. Because that could so happen to the United States. I could see that in 50 years.
Okay, the premise is fine. It's just like, the comment section. Like,
and they keep referencing, yeah, the comment section I hate. But they keep referencing to the president, like... Yeah. But it's supposed to be Trump, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny.
Shut up. Really? I eat it up.
I don't know.
I'm into it. What can I say?
I like it, but, like, I like books that are, like, old.
Oh. You're into the classics?
But, like, not classics. I just want it to be old time. Like, I want her to be mixing
like
milk.
Like, my random weird books?
Like, I want them to be mixing milk. I want them to be...
Mixing milk?
I don't know.
Is that you what you just it? Said?
You can mix milk.
Why would you be... Okay. Because like, mixed goat milk and sheep milk?
Sure.
Sheep milk,
I think. I was thinking, like, you know how there's that layer on top of the milk? And then mix
them. Yeah, but that just sounds easy.
Not when you drink it.
Not if you drink it fast enough.
Not if you squirt it from the cow.
Oh.
Visual.
Notice the silence. Currently, I'm reading The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
I like that book. I like Tom Sawyer.
Oh, get off me. Okay. Sorry, I flicked it onto you.
Yeah, you did.
It's a lot. It's a hard read, I'll just say that.
Why?
It's not easy. Like, it's like paragraph long descriptions. I want a plot. Let's go.
Yeah, but the premise of it is
the
funny.
The only thing that's happened so far is he ate a bowl of sugar and he painted a fence.
The
and
fence he caught is a fly. Funny, though. The fence is funny because he makes the other guy do it for him.
And he caught a fly with his hands. And his mom made him let it go. That's all that's happened.
Okay, but I like the fence scene.
And I am 60 pages in.
Okay, when I was younger, the fence scene, I was like, he's such a little smarty. Like,
the fence scene and the, like, cave scene are the only things that I remember.
I remember
him. Also, he's supposed to be 12 and he ran away with the girl into a cave. What? And left a murderer behind them? Okay. I don't actually remember what happens. I'm just... going off.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. All I remember is, like, they didn't let us watch the movie, but I remember, like, when we were reading the book, and they were, like, he went to his own funeral, and I was, like, what the F? And then they were, like, oh, yeah, they didn't have, like, a bell on his, like you know how when somebody's, like, buried, they didn't really know if they're dead, so they had the little bell, and our teacher had to explain it to us, and I was, like, what the F? And so then I was so scared that somebody's gonna bury me, like, when I wasn't dead. And so I was, like, watch a video on how to, like, survive. How to get out of a coffin if you're in it.
Ashley's biggest worries as a young child. Am I going to get buried alive in a coffin?
No, that was literally like my fear.
Anxiety at a young age, everyone.
I'm pretty sure I like YouTubed it.
And they were like, yeah, like, you need to, like, crawl, like, turn whatever, and then you, like, crawl up and, like, scoop it down or something. I'm gonna rewatch a video.
I don't think that's possible to escape from a casket.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Like, a casket that closes on a hinge?
Okay, well, like, the olden days when it was made out of wood. That's what I was picturing.
Oh.
That's what I thought it was.
But I'm imagining a modern day casket.
Oh, you cannot escape.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You should just put a phone in there so if somebody's, like...
They at least they have entertainment.
Yeah, if you're like
not to call anyone entertainment.
They were like, they're like, oh, like 911. No, all we have is Flappy Birds. Sorry.
Yeah, I gotta play Hay Day. My cows need to be fed.
Sorry, can you hook up my Hay Day account to this? Like, good. That's funny.
That was actually good.
But that was my fear. Or my other fear was quicksand. I thought.
Am I bleeding? What in the world?
I thought quicksand was gonna appear at any moment. Because
in Morris, Minnesota.
I just had a feeling, like, everybody was like, quicksand, and I was like, quicksand, like, could happen to me. Even though, where is it gonna happen?
We should be more worried about algae than quicksand.
To worry about an alligator in the swamp, but no. Tasha.
What?
Okay, I know I keep talking about TikTok, but listen, there's this guy who's trying to catch a 20-foot python in the Everglades, and he wears shorts and a t-shirt and no shoes. Like, he's walking around with the crocodiles. And I, like, snap at him, and he's like, oh, like, boop. Or he's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't, like, touch his frogs, like, venomous, but it's fine. And he's like, boop. And I'm like, and then people in the comments are like, bro, they're like, he's not scared of the 20-foot python. The 20-foot python's scared of him. And I'm like, true, like, he's ruthless. And he's like, oh, this one's only 10-foot-long python. I guess we'll have to catch it because you get money, but, like, I'm going for the 20-foot. And I'm like, get help.
I have a book about that. I should send it to you. It's about this guy and his dad who rent out exotic animals to movie theaters, movie people,
and yeah, then it's called like Chomp or something.
Yes, I love
watched it.
I
read it.
I watched it,
and I read the one where there was like at the construction site.
The owl one.
Yeah,
I hated that one. I like Squirm, however, though.
I like the one with the hippo.
That's not in the series, but I also like that one.
I like the hippo one.
It's a different one. It's like toes up or something.
Oh yeah,
toes up.
Wait, and it's like they're on like a casino boat.
That's the
what
flush
is
one.
That?
And like they're that illegally one. Dumping their sewage water, yeah. So they dye the entire lake green.
Yeah, and it's like, and he's like biking around. Oh, I love when I have that little like splur of randomness. You know, like I would never have thought of that.
The dye or
just any
a casino?
Of it? Like, no, I just like. I forgot I even read that book, but then once you say it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
That book's
kind
of good.
That was actually fire.
I felt like if I went and rolled in that sand right now, it would just stick to me.
It would.
And I'd be just covered in sand.
You would.
Ugh.
I love that book, The Hidden Hand.
I can't believe you actually like that. I told you to read it as a joke.
No, I was actually, that's my favorite book, I'm not kidding. I reread
somebody
it twice.
Somebody asks you what...
No, I literally... Somebody asked me my favorite book, like, Miss White, and I was like, The Hidden Hand. Like,
she's like, you should teach it in class.
No, literally, it's so funny. Like, she's like, kidnapping people in a little secret room. Like, what? And she's like, I'm in love with you. And he's like, I'm trying to kidnap you. And she's like,
get away.
You got me. And then it's like, they switch places or whatever in, like, the creepy little cabin. And she's like, I'm free. And then they're like, wait, you're not her. And they're like, what? They're like, hey.
She's such a little... You just wish you were her.
No, literally, she's such a little prankster. And she's like, I'm going on my horse. I'm leaving. And they're like, girl, what? You live here. And then she's like, well, I pretended to be a boy and sell stuff, so. And they're like, what? Get help.
I read it in my awful college, like, reading class. And it was about books from, like, the early ages until the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And that was the only book that made a slight impression on me that I vaguely liked. And so I bought it. And good thing, because it's your favorite book.
So good. I'm going to reread it again. I read it last summer, and then I read it, like, in December.
At this point, buy your own copy.
I literally love it. Like, so funny. Except I can't write in your book, so it makes me mad.
Yeah, buy your own. I got it for $3.
Then just give it to me.
No.
Exactly. You don't like
mine.
It. You don't like
no,
it.
No, I like it. I bought it for a reason. I just don't like it as much as you. Another fish.
My favorite. What is it about, like, little child, and they, like, wait, are what? Orphaned or something?
Are you okay? Are we talking about a different book or the same book?
Other book. Oh, the book I just read, my second favorite book, The False Prince. So good. The series is so fire. Like, the first time I read it in fifth grade, I was shook. I was literally so shook. I, like, think I, like, couldn't handle it for, like, 3 days. I was like, what is this turn? Like, if you read it, like, you probably hate it, but I loved it. Because I loved...
See, that was me at the end of hashtag murder trending series.
What?
I was, like, I was shook. I was gasping. I cannot... Like,
oh.
I still can't get over the ending of that third book.
Because all the books, all the books combined together, and then you're just like screaming. That's my, I think, number two series of all time. Number one is Gallagher Girls. I know you also hate that series.
Oh, number one isn't, like, The Hunger Games? Like, no. Okay.
Number three is Red Queen, number two is Hashtag Murder Trending, and number one is Gallagher Girls.
Red Queen, Harry Potter.
Oh.
What? Okay, Red Queen, Harry Potter, Hunger Games.
What is it called?
Is this in order from worst to least?
No, we're going up.
Okay.
Percy Jackson, Ranger's Apprentice. Ranger's Apprentice.
Oh. Isn't that about a cat?
You do not just say that about my favorite series.
I don't know what it's about. It's about
Will. And he's a little ranger. And they
a
like.
A cat?
They no!
They fight. See, when you say Ranger's Apprentice, I imagine those cat books.
No.
It's like about this little. It's like basically like the police. Or like
the police.
Like the FBI of like.
Cats.
No! The FBI of, like, their little kingdom. Like, I always read books about kingdoms because I like it.
I love a good kingdom.
And so, they're, like, the little, and then they're, like, called rangers, and they, like, are basically, like, little spies, and they have little cloaks, and they're, like, ooh, like, it's, like,
they're, like,
ooh, no, it's, like, camo. It's, like, camo, but, like, they don't know what camo is because it's, like, 300 years ago, so they're, like, oh, it, like, blends in with the trees. It's so weird, like, I couldn't spot you. And they have crossbows and, like, kill people and stuff. It's okay. Awesome. And I was, like, 12 series long, and it's so funny. Oh, and they talk about, like, drug addicts in the olden days. And I'm like, ugh. Like, he goes to, like, jail or something. Or, like, their jail. Like, a work camp or something. And he's like, yeah, we use, like, burn weed. Or what is it called? Like, warm weed. And then they, like, are addicted to it. Because it keeps them warm for the day. Mm-hmm. And they have to get off the, like, addiction. And then they go in, like, Alaska or something.
I forgot about this best series I've ever read in my entire life. Oh, my, I'm going to write it down.
Ranger's Apprentice, read.
Okay, write down Ranger's Apprentice and Capitola. I don't even know how to say her name, but that's how I imagine
Capitola,
it.
Capitola,
the madman.
I don't know what.
Except it's actually a girl, but we don't know that. She's a baddie for that one. It's actually getting buggy out.
Ranger's Apprentice. I'm going. But they're, like, easy because I read them in, like, sixth grade. So I'm going to crank. This is what I have on my notes.
I forgot about... Okay, another series I love is the Swindle series by Gordon Corman. You probably never read them. I love Gordon Corman. He's one of my favorite authors.
He's the one that wrote Masterminds.
Yes, and Masterminds! Oh,
Masterminds.
The Swindle series, Mastermind series, and his Hypnotist series. Love them all.
Here's what I have on my notes for the week. Spotify Premium Renew. Passport. What are you doing Saturday night? Question mark. Smirk emoji. I am anti-rock climbing. Get down from there. We may hate ourselves, but we hate you more.
I wonder who that's directed
hit
to.
Hit the streets. Hit your kids, but do not hit on me. And then we have Ranger's Apprentice and Mastermind.
I have all the Mastermind books if you want to read them.
But those are my phrases of my week.
That, what was the hit one? Hit the streets, hit your kids, but do not hit on me.
I came that's up with so that good. One, and I was like, Ashley, you're a genius. I like.
Anytime, I love a good just quote. That's so just like out of pocket.
10 pranks that went too far.
I sent Ashley a post today, and what did it say? It said 10 pranks that went too far, and it was a picture of a bunny with a pancake on it.
So fun.
I couldn't. We were geeking.
Or like, ugh. There's something more important than Christmas.
Me?
It's family pride. Like, what? And then it's like this girl's doing charity work, and she's like, wait, I don't get to keep this? Why am I killing myself? Lily.
Oh, okay.
That was mean-spirited what you said. You gave her an opportunity, and you took it away. She's the only girl on the team that you ever take something away from. The only one. And dance let it not go unnoticed. That's a bold-placed lie. You have nothing to say to me about what you've done. I've done nothing!
Dance mom school. I could instantly tell.
Don't think you're buff because you're wearing contour because I'll wipe your brows off. Wait, we have to do an accent.
Okay.
Don't think you're buff because you're wearing contour because I'll wipe your brows off. I'll snatch your wig and your nails off. Bye, Felicia.
Thank you.
It's like a little song that these girls do. It's funny.
Okay. Yeah. Are you okay?
Death to all pigs except you, man.
Except you. And point that thumb. That's a good one. I should have been keeping track how many fish were jumping. I should have kept a fish jump track.
Oh, I cannot say that online. Okay.
My favorite is still came as in come, but C-A-M-E and C-O-M-E. Came as in come.
I'm going to say something, but no.
You can't say that.
Every movie needs a horny weasel. Thank you, Curtis.
Okay, Curtis Connor. We should watch some of his videos tonight.
I can't handle the truth.
No, don't tell me. I can't handle the truth.
So I said to myself, Kyle? Well, that's what I call myself. Isn't that funny? Eric.
Oh, I also really love that I'll be pooping on your party promptly. That's from Rio, too.
Yeah, I know. Mary calories. Oh, hey, buddy. I thought I smelled failure. Sue Sylvester needs to calm down.
Sue Sylvester!
You look at some... Oh, this is Grandpa. You look at something and think, money. Thank you.
What is another good Sue Sylvester quote? She goes... Something. Oh, what is it? I literally have it saved. I will no longer
be carrying an photo ID. You know why? People should know who I am.
People should know who I am. What is the one I have saved on my phone? It's like, don't touch my buddy. And he taps her and he goes, that's a lawsuit, mister. I will sue your.
Oh, wow. Listen, why overthink when you can overthink?
Another Sue Sylvester, she pushes a man down the stairs. He gets up and starts walking. She pushes him again down another flight of stairs. She's so real for that one.
Good.
I should watch Glee again.
Laura Ingalls Wilder lives on.
Who told you that one?
I think I came up with it.
What?
Oh, this one? It's pay to win, but I keep losing.
Are you coming up with these on your own? These are actually hilarious.
These are just...
You don't post enough to use all these.
Why would I go to Alaska? Oh, this one's bad.
Let me read it.
Why would I go to Alaska to go whale watching when I can do it at the local pool?
When I can do it at tennis practice.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Okay, how original. That's not that original.
But I just like it because I told it. Never mind, that's mean.
Oh. You told it to someone who's dying?
It's not like extra pickles on a sandwich. True.
So real.
I'm just like me. You're just like you.
I'm just like me.
He's back and he has four guns.
Morris, Minnesota.
You can post that on, like, Instagram.
He's back and he has four guns. But you could use it as, like, a Spotify playlist. All the stuff that I can't use on Instagram, I use as Spotify.
I know, kid. You know, a kid didn't want to play baseball, so he played dead.
What?
Oh, my. Are you ever just eating cereal and then you want to cut up a sausage? Use a knife. A spoon and a knife.
Wait, where did I hear this?
Jack.
Oh, Jack told me that. Jack, what was he up to?
Okay, this is my new bio for Instagram. What do you think? Fifth grade chess tournament participant.
Not that funny.
I know, but... Well, this is me. 2016 is gonna be my year. I can feel it.
I have this thing posted on Instagram. It's like a extremely like pixelated blurry picture of a Ferris wheel. And it says like, goodbye 2013. 2014.
Stop.
And I saved it like last week. It's so funny. I can't. I should have sent that to you.
I have a post for if I post like our tennis team, I'm gonna put defund the tennis team.
Take away our towels.
No, literally, I'm like, defund the team. Funny. Because I'm funny.
You know what I should watch again? No. Series of Unfortunate Events. That's so funny.
You're drier than a Popeye's biscuit.
Maybe in Central America, Ratatouille is at its peak. That's an amazing kill quote.
Are you ready?
No.
I have to get up for
this. Oh, what is she doing?
Ready? So I just got off the phone with SMSU. And they offered me a basketball scholarship.
Wow!
And they told me they need me there right away, so I told them yes. You made a decision without even talking to me? Well, this is SMSU, Liv. It's my dream school. Maddie, I quit Voltage for you. Hold on a second. I did not ask you to do that. But didn't have to. I thought that was the point. I told you to follow your heart, and my heart wants to be with you. I thought that's what you wanted too, Maddie. Sisters by chance, friends by choice. That is not fair, Liv. I have always supported you in everything that you do. Walking away from Voltage was huge, Maddie. Walking away from that could ruin my entire career. Walking away from SESU could ruin my entire future. I have worked so hard for this chance, Liv. Why can't you just be happy for me? Fine, go to California, Maddie. But don't expect me to act like you didn't betray me.
Because you did!
And then I go like this. I'm like,
if you have to do an acting... Oh, wait, you're not going to be in the musical. But I was going to say, if you have to do an acting scene, do that with Tyson.
But you didn't have to. I thought that was the point.
But you're just, like, speed running it. So I was like...
Anyways, yeah. I just decided to memorize it. Actually, thank I didn't you. Decide to. It was accident because...
I wish we had Disney Plus so I could watch Liv and Maddie.
Listen.
What am I supposed to... Oh, she's going in another one. You just say it again.
I had it playing on a TikTok sound, and I, like, recorded myself doing it, but then it just kept playing, and my phone didn't shut off, and so then, for, like, an hour, I was just, like, then I just memorized it.
Okay.
It's not that hard, really.
It's not that hard, really.
It wasn't that hard.
Oh, baby fish.
I did not ask you to do that, but you didn't have to. I thought that was the point. I told you to follow your heart, okay, and that's to be with that, you.
Hey. Okay, dramatic actress. Are we done here? I think we hit a wall. Also... Yeah.
Can you record me?
Oh, yep. Oh, you mean on your phone. Okay. Wait, let me just...